This is Louie Navalier. It's Tuesday, September 1st. Okay, folks, the market's getting up on the wrong side of bed because global bond yields continue to rise, and that all goes back to the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. There's a small island there that Iran has been launching missiles from. These are smaller missiles. They actually call them projectiles. But they did hit a couple ships this morning. And so that's causing a lot of chaos. Now, because it's just an island, obviously it's pretty easy for the U.S. military to attack it. And I'm sure the strikes will continue. The issue is oil demand is about to fall off a cliff after Labor Day. And I said on Fox Business this morning that there normally is a lull. The lull this year might not be as big because everybody's got to replenish their inventories, okay? So I want you to understand that when there's a problem in the world, we can profit from it. We're now up to 9 tanker companies, okay? 7 which are oil, 1's dry goods, and 1's LNG. Okay, so we're profiting from the problems out there. The second issue is the refiners are in the White House today to meet with President Trump. We own a lot of refiners, okay? And we're profiting from the shortages of diesel and things like that. So we even have a stock called Darling, D-A-R, which facilitates the green diesel that California now mandates. And that has become a disaster, okay, because they can't sell boats on the West Coast, luxury yachts and things that burn diesel, because it's just not good for the engines, okay? And you get lots of maintenance costs, and if you've been to a California marina, you might know that diesel is almost $10 a gallon at the marinas. And the other reason it's a problem is it absorbs water, okay? Now, all diesel absorbs water, but green diesel absorbs it a lot faster. So, it's becoming a problem, okay? Now, I'm sure nothing can be done about it. California's California. They're going to do what they want. Washington State's very similar. But that's why the refineries are closing, because when you make get a barrel of oil, you get like 19 gallons of gas, 12 gallons of diesel, some jet fuel, kerosene, other distillates. And you know, the refineries in California couldn't sell it, so they had to put on a boat and send it to China, Mexico, wherever they could sell it. And the irony is the people I know that own boats, like in San Diego, they go fill up in Tijuana, okay? They don't want to put that green diesel in their boat because of, you know, all the problems with it absorbing water and things like that. So, we can profit from all the chaos is the bottom line. Now, we were very resilient yesterday. That's why I didn't do a podcast. We'll see how we hold up today. But growth stocks are not sensitive to higher interest rates. Higher interest rates hurt interest rate sensitive stocks and value companies, okay? We're talking on a Navalier Market Buzz, which will come out on Wednesday, about how the yield on the S&P has fallen below 1%. Okay, and we're showing Treasury yields versus S&P yields. So there's this theory that everybody's going to leave the stock market to buy bonds. Well, let me explain this to you, okay? There's an ETF out there called TLT. It's the iShares 20-plus year ETF. Now, if you look at it this year, you're down over 6%. If you look at it since March of 2020, you're down about almost 55%. So the problem when rates go up, all these bond investors lose money. So do you really want to get out of stocks to buy something that's losing money? Of course not. And this also fueled the gold craze at the central banks, because the central banks do own more gold than treasuries, even though I think they own 10 trillion treasuries. And the reason is they have losses on their treasury operations and they need to take the profits from their gold reserves to offset that. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting things going on, but there's always a solution. And the solution is strong earnings, strong sales, productivity enhancements, all that good stuff. Now, one last thing. The anti-data center craze is largely being fueled by China. China is our AI competitor, and they've already identified over 200 Chinese bots that were planting false narratives about data centers. Okay, so you'll hear in the media, we have an election coming up, that how evil data centers are, and they don't want the billionaires to get richer. It's a lot of it's being planted, okay? China wants to win the AI race. They don't want us to win it. So they want to interfere at all costs. The reason the data centers have to get built is they're running out of computing power, okay? We had a couple gentlemen lecturing at Stanford in Nadler Market Buzz a while ago, and they were explaining that, you know, you can't develop the AI models till they get more computing power. Now, Microsoft did that. They got ChatGPT more computing power last quarter, so Microsoft improved dramatically. I don't recommend it right now, but it's in some dividend accounts, but that's it. And what's going to happen here is you have to build out the data centers because otherwise AI is going to stall, okay, the development of it. So it's coming. We can't stop it. There's countries like Malaysia, they're happy to build it. Their GDP is running at 6% due to all the data center boom. They also make a lot of chips. So one last thing, you're going to hear a narrative that the reason the S&P's earnings were up 53% last quarter, which is stunning, was the tariff rebates that boosted Amazon and even Apple to a certain degree. I'm telling you right now, okay, that's we're still growing at 30%+. So yeah, did the tariff rebates help? Sure they did. And last quarter was peak earnings momentum. But we're still going to be on the S&P growing at 30% annualized pace. Of course, my stocks are growing at 100% annualized pace, our growth stocks. And because the market's not going up as much as the earnings, P ratios are being compressed. So I don't want you to worry. The first half of September is tough because people have to pay their estimated taxes on September 15th. Some people sell stocks to do that. But the second half of September is a lot better, okay? So any dip in our powerful stocks or buying opportunities, please don't worry about all the narrative out there. There's nowhere to go. The U.S. is an oasis around the world. We can profit from all the shortages out there. And obviously, we're doing that, okay? And obviously, we go into every earnings season locked and loaded with fundamentally superior stocks. I do expect our stocks to benefit immensely from quarter and window dressing. The last week of September is the best time to add money, just so you know. And that's about it. So hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. We tend to rally a little going to Labor Day weekend. We'll see. That Friday payroll report is going to be a big deal. If we get a weak report, rates will fall. If we get a strong report, rates could go up. So we do kind of want to root for a weak payroll report because it would cause the Fed not to raise rates in September. And I don't think they will, but we'll have to see where market rates are at that time. Take care, everybody. Celine Avalier.